The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Pfizer docs prove the FDA knew the vaccine would harm your baby. Maybe you have been all vaccined out on news about the vaccine. If you're someone who watches all my shows, that might be the case. I myself am getting fatigue from covering the vaccine so much. And you might ask, well, why do you do it then, Ben? I don't expect to keep finding all of it. I keep thinking some of the new information won't be new. It's just going to be repetitive. Some of this is follow-up on old information, but new information has come out about the old information, and it's always relevant, and it's always so important, I have to do the show on it, because it's not going to be covered in any mainstream cable television. Not hardly. Only in a very, 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 very few places where you have to go and look for the few hosts that cover it. Otherwise, I know this stuff gets covered. I like talking some of the other issues, and I do talk them, but I don't get to talk them as much as I normally would. And some of the other issues, frankly, are just not as important, but the problem is people don't care. They're vaccine fatigued now, and even the people that cared at the beginning kind of don't care anymore, because I think I don't know fully vaccine fatigue of information, I understand. But we have to realize the excess death is still up. People are still getting the vaccine. Even if you aren't getting the vaccine anymore, you're still in danger. You still need to know things that are happening or what can happen, and even the babies. And what really galls me about this is the people don't know the vaccine did it to them or to their child. If you breastfed and got vaccinated as a woman, and then your child came down with all sorts of problems that you can't believe your young child came down with, you need to realize the odds are that's the vaccine. The odds are. It's very important. Let me get you to Naomi Wolf. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf. Report 69. They're still going and getting reports out from the Pfizer documents. You need to understand this. This is report 69. And it's basically the FDA knew in 2021 that the Pfizer mRNA COVID vax caused dire fetal and infant risks, including death. Here's Dr. Naomi Wolf.
So there's one which is a shocking 8-page document titled Pregnancy and Lactation Cumulative Review. And it spans the time of the drug product development all the way to the 28th of February, 2021. And a Pfizer employee, Robert T. Morocco, approved the review. And I stress that because a real named person really looked at these dead babies, these spontaneous abortions, these injured babies, these traumatized tiny children, and passed it on to the FDA. The FDA signed off on it, passed it on to the CDC. 3 days later, Rochelle Walensky, with this document in hand, tabulating intentional lethal harm to babies and fetuses, told the women of America to get vaccinated if they were pregnant.
Hold on. She'll revisit that at the end if I ever get to it. So I want to pound that into you. Understand that your own government had documents, had these Pfizer documents. We didn't at the time, and we're still warning you. That they can't declare that it's okay for pregnant women to get vaccinated. We knew that right away without even the documents, but they had the documents in their hands. They knew they were going to kill babies. But then you have to ask yourself this. These are Democrats who are all pro-abortion. Do you really think they cared when they run around cheering Planned Parenthood and cheering the death of innocent babies? You really think they care? Of course they don't. what about Pfizer? How come Pfizer didn't care if they knew? And how come Pfizer doesn't pull it off? And you know the answer. Would Pfizer lie and allow lies to go forward about the safety of the vaccine if they knew they were set to make $10 million? They probably would lie for $10 million. How about, what if they knew they were going to make $70 million or maybe $100 million? Would they lie for that? $100 million? Yeah, they'd lie for that. You know they would. Lots of people would. What about $1 billion profit? $1 billion, that's more than a person can really comprehend how much money that is. You couldn't even spend that amount of money. Would they lie for $1 billion? Well, you know they would. But we're not talking about $1 billion. How about $70 to $90 billion in profit that was basically guaranteed through the government because you were going to get vaccinated for free, but they were going to get paid by the government. It wasn't free for Pfizer. Pfizer knows we're going to, they could project and know they were going to make somewhere around $70 billion to $90 billion. They knew that. Now, is that motivation to lie to you? And the kickbacks that these government people get, and we know how crooked they are. These people have all the motivation to lie, and they are proven people who are pro-abortion people, so you know they don't care that babies die. So if they have actual documentation within the Pfizer docs that prove that pregnant women are going to lose babies, die, injure their children, they're not going to care. They're going to make their profits, and they're going to straight out lie right to your face, and they did. Right to your face, they lied. Understand this because it gets worse. Listen to what these documents, you get to hear what the FDA knew. You get to hear right now what the FDA knew at the very time it told pregnant women, yeah, safe and effective, baby. In fact, we demand you go out and get a vaccine. Why were they so emphatic about it? They knew it was going to help depopulate. You also have to understand that too. Here's what they knew.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So it resulted in horrible damage to fetuses and babies. Pfizer tabulated adverse events in over 54% of cases of, quote, maternal exposure, end quote, to the vaccine. They defined, quote, maternal exposure as PT's patient maternal exposure timing unspecified, during pregnancy, before pregnancy. So I stress this because Pfizer seems to know that there's something that could affect women even before they get pregnant through the vaccine. And in other places in Pfizer documents, Pfizer defines exposure to the vaccine as women having intercourse with vaccinated men, especially at the moment of conception. So Pfizer may have been looking to damage to women and babies that could result from intercourse, inhalation, and skin contact prior to pregnancy, as in their earlier protocol. Pfizer's tally of damages to fetuses and babies includes, quote, 53 reports, or 21% of spontaneous abortion, 51 abortion, 1 abortion missed following this vaccination, and a missed abortion is an empty gestational sac. They count fetal tachycardia, irregular heartbeats faster than 180 beats per minute that require early delivery and hospitalization. 6 premature labor and delivery cases resulting in 2 newborn deaths. Cause of death for one baby, quote, was cited as extreme prematurity and severe respiratory distress and pneumothorax. The other death, Pfizer said, was due to, quote, premature baby less than 26 weeks and severe respiratory distress and pneumothorax. And I just want to note here that pneumothorax is when an air sac develops between a tiny baby's lungs and their tiny chest wall. And I told you a little while ago that Ellen Jasmer, this midwife in Northern California, is reporting that now from vaccinated moms, babies are being born. They seem fine. They go home and then they're rushed to the hospital with this respiratory distress. It is not just fetuses and newborn babies that Pfizer calmly noted were being damaged and killed in the company's internal records. Entirely separately, Pfizer also recorded multiple harms to babies through the milk of vaccinated moms.
Yes, through the milk of vaccinated moms. I'm going to get to that. I want to just go back to the point that she made. That new condition where babies are being born, they seem fine, and then they're being rushed to the hospital. Understand, this is not stuff that has really ever been seen before. This is like, this doesn't happen. Only after the vaccine rollout did it become, now it's like almost common. But nobody cares. You know why nobody cares? Because most people who even experience it don't blame the vaccine. You know why they don't? Because they don't watch these videos. They don't know that this was all done on purpose. And these people knew it and they knew it was going to happen to them. They lied for money. Or they're Nazis and wanted to depopulate the earth. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever their motivation is, it's pure evil. Whether they think maybe some of them are better, well, I'm doing it for money, so I'm not as bad as a Nazi who just did it because they're just wanting to kill people. Or you are a depopulation person because you think the earth is going to die because of CO2 and we need to depopulate the earth. And it's random of who's going to have this stuff happen to them. We give you a poisonous vaccine that we know is poisonous. We'll lie about it being poisonous to you, but we're not going to feel guilty because it's random. And since it's random, they are not guilty at all. Just because they lied to you and didn't tell you any of this information that they knew and hid it on purpose doesn't mean that there are people who are guilty of murder. No. That doesn't mean that they did anything evil. No. Because they didn't pick you specifically. So they're okay with that. They can sleep with that. They're making billions of dollars. And they didn't specifically say your child is going to die. They knew probably one of you was going to have a problem. But since they didn't name you, they're still good people. And that's how they sleep at night. There's no doubt. Folks, if you think I'm exaggerating that they tell themselves that they're a good person and they're justified and they didn't pick who lived and died, that's exact. They've done that out in the open. Cuomo said that basically when he was confronted about the putting COVID-19 patients into nursing homes on purpose. Well, that's above my pay grade of who lives and dies. See, it's above their pay grade. So they're not guilty. They're still good people. Now, we all know they're pure evil. They are some of the most evil people who have ever walked the earth. That's what they are. You can name the most evil people who have ever existed, and these people are equal to them. And that's not hyperbole. That's not me exaggerating. That's the truth. And God will judge them that way. Thank goodness. But here in America, they're all going to walk away scot-free. If you think I'm lying, did everyone walk away scot-free that framed Donald Trump about the Russia collusion stuff? Yeah, they all got away scot-free. Why do you think they're not going to get away scot-free over this? When this is not a Democrat-Republican issue, there are evil rhinos that were for this crap. Republicans and Democrats teamed up to do this to you. And you think they're not going to walk away scot-free? They are. But they're not free. Now they'll get punished even harder because they got away with it, by God. I know for some of you, that doesn't give you relief. That's because you don't really believe that God's going to punish them. If you really understand that God is going to hammer them, it will give you relief. I truly believe that. So it gives me true belief. I don't just say that. I know that's going to happen. And thank goodness I know that. Because if I didn't know that, all the information that I know, I would be going nuts inside. Like, I cannot believe. And I would have a hard time sleeping. But I sleep knowing they will be judged. Thank goodness that's how I sleep. More from Dr. Naomi Wolf. She gets into the breast milk.
And in this cumulative review, 19% of the babies in Pfizer's records exposed to the COVID mRNA via their mother's breast milk. So this was our hypothesis. We broke this story months ago. And then the NIH indeed found that there was vaccine materials in breast milk. And now Pfizer themselves knew that tiny babies were getting horrible ingredients of this poison in their mother's breast milk.
Yes, this is key. It was really about a year ago because I looked it up because I did stories shows on this. And we knew something was fishy when there was this hepatitis breakout. And I want to give you an NBC report. You remember this from NBC.
This morning, severe hepatitis is harming more kids, healthy kids, and officials don't know why.
You know, the numbers are mounting up. Most of the cases at the moment are still coming from the United Kingdom.
Worldwide, there are roughly 170 cases of unexplained liver inflammation in children. Here in the U.S., at least 9 states are now reporting suspected or confirmed cases, and the mysterious outbreak could be to blame for a death in Wisconsin. The typical causes have been ruled out, including the hepatitis B virus, which is what most children are vaccinated against. But in a new report, the CDC detailed a potential culprit, adenovirus, something all 9 of Alabama's hepatitis patients tested positive for. Dr. Marcus Buckfellner helped treat those infections.
When you started noticing the pattern, what went through your mind?
Yeah, well, it was really unusual, and it was kind of scary, too. We just kept seeing more and more cases into the winter months, which really made us realize that we found something.
The report also revealed all of the patients were 6 and under. 3 patients developed acute liver failure, and vomiting, diarrhea, and fever were among the most common initial symptoms.
And the media kept reporting on this, if you remember that, over and over and over again. And then it just stopped and disappeared. Stopped and disappeared. The reason why they reported on it and were hammering it is because they didn't think there was any way. It was finally something they could report on that couldn't really be linked to the vaccine, they thought. These are young kids, especially there was babies. And it hadn't been approved for infants to be vaccinated. So the fact that there was some infants, you know, coming down with this, they were like, yeah, we can report on this. They can't connect this to the vaccine, that's not possible, except for then a study came out in Britain that every single baby that came down with this hepatitis were all breastfed, all of them were breastfed by vaccinated mothers. And what hepatitis does is it's the inflammation of the liver. And if it gets so severe, it can shut the liver down. And what do the nanoparticles and the vaccine do? They can cause your organs to have inflammation because it's telling it to create a spike protein, and then your immune system comes and attacks. And the better your immune system is, the more it will attack. And babies have great immune systems. It's a brand new immune system, and it aggressively attacks, giving them what seems like hepatitis, but it was really the vaccine. And as soon as they realize our reporting was totally real, that you can connect this 100% to the vaccine, this brand new hepatitis. You never hear about a brand new hepatitis. You never hear about it anymore. Because as soon as we did that, bam, it disappeared and it's never been talked about again, even though it's still happening. But they won't ever talk about it and you won't know about it. And just so you know, when this happened, here's a title from one of my shows. All the way back in May, a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, massive evidence the new hepatitis is connected to the vaccine. And they did not like that we had proven it. And it wasn't just us. I'm saying Dr. Naomi Wolf, I believe it was the Exposé in England that did some great reporting on all of that. And so it disappeared from the news because, oh, they thought they had a health thing that they could really pound, but that it wasn't connected to the vaccine, but it absolutely was. Back to Dr. Naomi Wolf now.
mRNA and the polyethylene glycol coated lipid nanoparticles. These poor babies, there's this chart that will chill your soul, Natalie, right there from the Pfizer documents. And it's an echo of this terrifying chart I talked about that broke down women's menstrual injuries, basically, in the Pfizer documents. Here, it's tiny babies, pyrexia, fever, 9, infant irritability, 5, diarrhea, 3, suppressed lactation, 3, breast milk discoloration in the women, 2, infantile vomiting, lethargy, pain, peripheral coldness, urticaria, vomiting again, abdominal discomfort, agitation, allergy to vaccine, crying, dysphonia, irritation, poor feeding, paresis, roseola, skin exfoliation, vision blurred. I'm skipping over, but it's a whole chart of injuries to tiny babies from their mother's milk that Pfizer calmly tabulated. Some of the baby's suffering was serious. There were 10, quote, serious adverse events, SAEs, from, quote, exposure via lactation. The review outlined 6 of these. A 15-month-old infant experienced skin exfoliation and infant irritability. The outcome was unknown. We don't know if that baby survived. A 9-month-old infant with a medical history of meningococcal vaccine, no history of allergies, asthma, eczema, or anaphylaxis, experienced rash and urticaria a day after exposure via lactation. A day after the mother received vaccination, a baby developed a rash after breastfeeding. At the time of the report, the event was, quote, not recovered. They keep looking away. And each time they say a causality assessment was not provided, they just turned a blind eye when the babies were suffering. An 8-month-old infant experienced angioedema, an area of swelling of the lower layer of skin and tissue just under the mucous membranes. One day after his mother received vaccination, there were 2 cases of illness, quote, after exposure to breast milk. I'll just skip ahead. All of these tiny babies. In the second case, a 3-month-old infant developed an unspecified illness and required hospitalization for 6 days post exposure via breast milk. The outcome was unknown. We don't know if that baby survived. So in spite of Pfizer and the FDA knowing by April 20th, get this timing, 2021, the extent of damage to fetuses and babies, including the fact that fetuses and newborns had died on April 23rd, 2021, 3 days after this report went in. Inexplicably, Dr. Rochelle Walensky held a White House press briefing where she recommended that pregnant women get vaccinated. And
now, let that set in. 3 days after this report shows that the vaccine is very effective at harming and killing children and stopping people from getting pregnant because it affects the men's semen as well. And so it's going to stop pregnancies from happening, kill pregnancies that are currently there and kill babies through breastfeeding. As soon as they got that report, 3 days later, they ran out and demanded that women go out there and, yes, make sure you get vaccinated. Even if you're pregnant, it's safe and effective. Oh, it was effective, all right, for what they wanted. And here's the worst part. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of women that breastfed their child while being vaccinated, that still to this day do not link the problems that has happened to their children. They don't link it at all to the vaccine. Not at all. They've gotten away with it, sadly. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.